Adam called his wife's name Eve because she was the mother of all living. And at this time, I'm sure Cain and Abel had been born after the fall. Now will you notice verse 21. Unto Adam also and to his wife did the Lord God make coats of skins and clothe them. And you'll find that in order to have the skins of animals, the animals have to be slain. They just don't go around without their skins, you see. And so these animals were slain. And I believe that this is the origin of sacrifice, that God made it clear to man. Now, when God rejected the fig leaves, and now he makes skins, and when Adam and Eve left the Garden of Eden, they looked back upon a bloody sacrifice, and they saw the cherubim there, as we shall see in a moment. And when they left the Garden of Eden and looked back, they saw exactly what God had Moses put on the mercy seat, two cherubim looking down upon the blood that was there, and that was the way to God. Now, will you notice that I think there are four great lessons here that we see from the fig leaves now and the fact God clothes them. Number one is man must have adequate covering to approach God. You can't come to God just as you are. That is, if you're bringing good works with you, you must come just as you are a sinner. That's the way that you come. And number two, fig leaves are unacceptable. They're homemade. God doesn't take a homemade garment. Number three, God must provide the covering. And then number four, the covering is only obtained through the death of the Lord Jesus. May I say to you, man must have a substitute between him and God's wrath. And that's important, and even in these days, for man to consider. You know, the hardest thing in the world is for man to take his rightful position before God. And I have a little poem here. It's on prayer that I think reveals even in our own hearts the necessity of this. Listen to this. I ask for strength that I might achieve. He'd made me weak that I might obey. I ask for health that I might do greater things. I was given grace that I might do better things. I asked for riches that I might be happy. I was given poverty that I might be wise. I asked for power that I might have the praise of man. I was given weakness that I might feel the need of God. I asked for all things that I might enjoy life. I was given life that I might enjoy all things. I receive nothing that I asked for, all that I hoped for. My prayer was answered. May I say to you, salvation comes when you and I take our proper place as a sinner before God. Now will you notice verse 22 of Genesis 3, and the Lord God said, behold, the man has become as one of us to know good and evil. And now, lest he put forth his hand and take also of the tree and eat and live forever. Therefore the Lord God sent him forth from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from whence he was taken. And then all I can say to that is, thank God that God did not let him live eternally in sin. That God's not going to let him do that. And that's really a blessing. Verse 24, so he drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubims and a flaming sword which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life. Now, that doesn't mean that he put up a roadblock. It really means that the way of life was kept open for man to God, and now it doesn't come through the tree of life, but now salvation must come through a sacrifice. And when man looked back, as I've indicated, this is what he saw.